We will go to agenda item number five, discussion of possible action on Wheeling Watershed Protection Plan.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. What you have before you is a map slide that shows the area in Central Texas that we're going to discuss. And I'm going to take you back to 2002. The state of Texas began conducting a TMDL modeling study at that time of the Leon River between Lake Proctor and the city of Hamilton. And as you can see, there were several different segments, sub-segments that were listed as a part of this water quality improvement that was going to be addressed. And the main issue was bacteria in the water. It also had in Lake Proctor proper a dissolved oxygen issue that they were trying to deal with. So the state began a study to identify sources of the pollutants and to assign a responsibility for those and some level of reductions that would be necessary so that the river could achieve water quality standards that the state has in place. And that work went on for some number of years. And later in the process, roughly the first part of the year last year, the local stakeholders engaged when the first draft of the TMDL was issued. Now, when they issued their first draft, they went out and met with the local stakeholders, and they gave them a presentation that had several different scenarios that they could use to meet the water quality standards. One of the scenarios had all of the wastewater treatment plants in the watershed reducing their bacteria load is 95%. The second scenario that was suggested had ranchers and dairy reducing their herd sizes. Now, though these were kind of hypothetical approaches to addressing the problem that were floated out there by the state, as you can imagine in this part of the country, when you start talking about those kinds of control measures, the local stakeholders got very interested and very engaged. And as a result of that, they began to approach several different entities, including the Brazos River Authority, to see if we would participate with them in an effort to try to develop a more locally influenced watershed protection plan. And so the Brazos River Authority sought funding through a grant with the Texas State Soil and Water Conservation Board. It's a grant of some federal dollars. And the goal of the watershed protection plan would be to help local stakeholders formulate their own series of solutions to these water quality problems. Now, TSEC was supportive of this, provided that whatever management practices that the local stakeholders came up with in this watershed protection plan, that they would be effective enough to get the segment to show achievement of the water quality standard. The additional thing in this particular instance is the watershed protection plan will also look at some other areas within the watershed and some water quality concerns that were not addressed in the TMDL proper. You can think of it as more of a holistic approach to looking at a watershed plan in this watershed and get into a few different issues than what a TMDL proper would do. Go to the next slide, please. The authority received $440,575 in federal grant funding to develop this WPP, and we prepared an RFP for consulting services to assist with some of the more technical aspects of what we were trying to do. And what I'm talking about here is things like water quality monitoring and some data collection. We got six proposals, and we ranked those six proposals, and Parsons Water and Infrastructure was the firm that was the recommended firm. So the agenda item that we have before you this morning seeks authorization to enter into a contract with Parsons to do the aforementioned work. Do you have any questions?
How many of the stakeholders are involved in this? You don't have to give me an exact number, but you have a percentage maybe of people who would be affected.
Are you talking about the number of interest groups, or are you the number of people?
The interest groups that would help with this, because I know TMDL need a lot of, if you're going to do this procedure in this way, you need a lot of input from stakeholders.
Well, quite frankly, I think what happened with the state was that when they initiated the TMDL work, they kind of went on hiatus while they did some Bosque-related stuff, and then they came back to Leland.
Okay.
And it really caught the local stakeholders a little bit by surprise. And so when the state came out and did their next TMDL work and came back to the stakeholder group that they had for their TMDL maybe wasn't as well-attended as it could have been. Everybody's attention is on this now, so.
So you have participation?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have everybody from the local county officials to the local agricultural interests to the local municipalities.
Any other discussion on this? If not, we have the resolution.
Be hereby resolved that the Water Quality and Environment Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Parsons Water Infrastructure, Inc. to provide consulting services for the development of a watershed protection plan for the Leon River watershed above Lake Pelican.
Do I have a second? PJ, second.
Chairman Johnson?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you.